Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
Yes, 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 it is. It is time to start, boys and girls. My name is Tom Mark Wassell, Presidente. This is the Balance Slow Scary Snyder Show. So glad that you could join us today. Happy Hanukkah to all my Jewish friends out there. And you know what? It's just fun to say Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah! I'm not going to break out into Adam Sandler, but I can tell you what, that is a fun song to talk about. Hey, write down these digits, 917-889-8516. We're going to be talking to John Brodigan here in the next half hour or so. We're going to be talking some Colts, some Pacers. It's going to be a jam-packed show. Yesterday, obviously, we got into kind of a heated discussion with Gary. That's okay. It's all good. So we have a lot of fun here on the show. My name is Tom Mark with El Presidente. We're going to be talking live for the next hour. And in then hour number two, we're going to replay hour number two as it was heard on 1400 WBAT. And we just got done talking with Brian Howie and also Senator Richard Lugar. Yep, we've got a real live bona fide honest to gosh senator on the show. Going to talk about the pipeline and some tax cuts and just some different things that Senator Lugar thinks that the House needs to get done before they take the Christmas recess. Well, my name's Tom Marquis, and this, my friends, is the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. Yep, you are in the right spot. Give us a call, 917-889-8516. We'll be right back. All right, well, we thought we were going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show. So stand by. We'll be right back.
Back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What a great last hour. Senator Richard Lugar and Brian Howie. Can you ask for two better guests? Sure you could, but not much. I mean, let's face it, that was pretty awesome. All right, before we get to Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network, when I needed new carpet for my living room, I did what everybody else did. I went out and checked out the big home improvement box stores. I think I could read by now. When I did this, I found something was missing. Service. You know what I'm talking about here if you've done it. Then a friend recommended Lehman floor covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman floor covering have all the top brands of carpeting at the best prices, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylor, Shaw, they also had that special something that was missing from all those big home improvement box stores. Lehman floor covering had great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch to go along with the best price. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need, when you need it, with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years. Let me repeat that. They would not have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Call 260-356-7226. Ask for Todd and get that free estimate. Again, 260-356-7226 for that free estimate. You can visit them online at laymanfloorcovering.com or just head on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Aetna Avenue, just up the road in Huntington. All right. This time every day, we're joined by Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network. Tom, welcome.
Welcome. Good to be back. Happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends.
You know, I had some guy, there were actually two people that walked into the radio station here right after we played the Hanukkah song to pick up some prizes they had won, I think, on another station in the building, and they both looked at me and gave me the thumbs up.
I tell you what, that's one. You know what? For the longest time, I didn't realize that Adam Sandler was really Jewish. I thought that was just a song that he sung and that he was known for. I didn't realize that he was really Jewish. I don't know why I didn't know that. I should have known that because everybody else in the world knew that, but I didn't know that.
Well, Tom, again, if you can't remember everything we just talked about on Lehman Floor Covering, you can go to GarySnyderShow.com, and all of our sponsors are just a click away there. But Tom, our poll question of the day, and I actually put this up yesterday morning, so it's been up for about 36 hours now, you know, but just amazing, amazing results on the online poll with over 240 people that have voted on it so far. And the poll question is, was the war in Iraq worth the cost in American blood and treasure? And right now, believe it or not, with over 240 people voting, 79% say no, 21% say yes. Does that surprise you at all?
Actually, it doesn't surprise me. I have to admit, I'm one of the people that voted yes. I'm obviously I think that we accomplished a lot with the war. I know there's a lot of people who would disagree with that, and there's a lot of people who are basically brainwashed by the mainstream media into believing that that war served no purpose at all, and that it was another Vietnam War. And we could get onto that discussion another time, but it doesn't surprise me, to answer your question, not at all. It absolutely doesn't surprise me that that's the results that we're seeing.
It really doesn't surprise you that 79% of the 240-something people that have voted have said the war in Iraq was not worth it.
It does not surprise me at all. And it's because they listen to too much crap and propaganda in regular media sources. People don't bother to try to find out and use their own knowledge. You know, my son was in the Marines. My son has spent one term in Afghanistan. He's getting ready to go again, and that's why we're not going to see him at Christmas. He will be on the show on Saturday. But as a parent, how could you support that war? As a parent, I do support that war. And the thing is, I am one of these believers that there's a lot more knowledge out there than CNN, MSNBC, or NBC, or what have you. And you know what? We'll even throw Fox in the mix, and I typically don't throw Fox in the mix. But just so that people know that they've got to go and find their own knowledge. And there's a lot of different resources. And with the day of the Internet, there's a lot of real stuff that's out there. And here's the thing. You know, whether or not you want to believe that the war in Iraq was a good thing or a bad thing, the thing is, Iraq was very much an axle of evil. That was ruled by a dictator, and whether or not you want to believe or not that he found that they did or didn't find weapons of mass destruction, okay, you cannot kill 70,000 of your own people, which, by the way, he was convicted, tried, and executed by his own people that said this did happen, that he killed 70,000 people of his own people. How do you kill 70,000 people, Gary, without some sort of weapon of mass destruction? And here's the other thing.
I understand your view on this, and I would probably fall in line with you here. Maybe my support started to wane a little bit towards the end, and I don't know that if we were to do it again today that I would be as much support of it as I was then. But, you know, when you take a look, you use the argument they killed 70,000 of their own people, you know, that's awful, that's cruel, but why didn't we do something about it in 1988 when it actually happened instead of waiting until 2001, 2002?
Well, and you know, that's a good question, and obviously that's a question that our far left government likes to just continue to resolve and talk about, and that's why we have so many different types of countries that have those situations going on. And while we're speaking on the mainstream media, the brutal dictator in North Korea dies. Mainstream media talk about him as if he's some great world leader. His people are starving. The thing is, many people in government believe that diplomacy is the best way. That we always should do is just sit back and say, you guys need to do this. It's like in a classroom of a bunch of screaming kids. You guys got to be quiet. Be quiet now. You know, sooner or later, you got to take action. And, you know, that unfortunately, with Iraq, it came later than sooner. I agree with you. But it happened. And Iraq, I believe, is very much on their way to a very stable government. I think we left too soon. I think we left way too soon, and I think that the government is not strong enough to withhold corruption, and it's just a matter of time till Al Qaeda takes over that entire country, and then that's when it's going to be for nothing.
I think we created a better place in Iraq. I think we got out at about the right time. Unfortunately, the Iraqis and the new Iraqi government forced our hand. When we were negotiating our presence in Iraq, and they said they would not give U.S. soldiers immunity on war crimes that happen inside of Iraq, instead of letting the American military justice system take care of it. And I think that was the tipping point in all this. And I really can't blame the president and the Pentagon in pulling our troops out if they were not going to give our soldiers immunity inside of Iraq, because no soldier, no U.S. Marine, airman, or soldier should face Iraqi justice. They should face American justice. All right, quick break. When we come back, maybe more on this, maybe a little more on Colts, on the Colts. Pacers are playing tonight again up in Chicago. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
With the price of gas jumping up and down overnight, wouldn't you like to know how much a fill-up in your car is going to be? Central Indiana Ethanol is the local producer of clean-burning E85 and can deliver it to your home or business. Go to CIE.us or call 765-384-5800 and ask about an E85 delivered price of just $2.82 a gallon. Helping the local economy and reducing our dependence on foreign oil, it's Central Indiana Ethanol.
Good evening from Central Indiana Ethanol. This is Diane with the Chicago Board of Trade Grain Market Update for Tuesday, December 20th. March corn is at 6.07, up 6. May corn at 6.15 and 3 quarters, up 6. January soybeans closed at 11.44, up 7 and a half. March soybeans at 11.54, up 7 and 3 quarters. March wheat closed at 6.07 and 3 quarters, up 8. May wheat at 6.26 and 3 quarters, up 7 and 3 quarters. Please call us at 888-384-2676 for any information on corn, E85, or DDGs. And have a happy holiday.
This Christmas, when you put money in a Salvation Army kettle, expect change. Expect homes and hearts to be warmed. Expect empty stomachs and hungry souls to be fed. Expect need and despair to be transformed by hope and joy. Whether you give at our kettles or at SalvationArmyUSA.org, expect your contributions to change lives. The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
Hello again, sport fans. Big evening of basketball right here on your Hoosier AM/FM radio stations, right here on 1400 WBAT radio tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the annual basketball matchup between the Marion Giants and the Oak Hill Golden Eagles. Live and direct from Oak Hill, playing on going out to the ball game that tips at 7:30. I would not be getting there at 7:29 because this baby could be absolutely sold out. So get out there early for the big battle tonight. By the way, they have a pulled pork dinner going on this evening to benefit the Oak Hill basketball team when they go down to Belize in their mission trip next summer. Also this evening, we have Purdue men's basketball. They're taking on Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne over at Mackey Arena this evening, and we'll have that ball game for you tonight on 860 ESPN Radio. Don't forget, you can catch the NFL football playoffs right here on 1400 WBAT throughout the months of January and February.
From now until New Year's Eve, you have the wonderful opportunity to see one of the largest displays of Christmas lights in the Midwest. Promotionally sponsored by this station, IWU, GP Design, Atlas Foundry, and the Chronicle Tribune, the Christmas City Walkway of Lights in Marion boasts over 2.5 million lights, over 100 displays, plus a gift shop and a holiday cafe. Start your winter wonderland journey at the Girl Scout Cabin to view the spectacular animated scenes from 6 till 10 p.m. nightly through December 31st, all for a one-time admission of only $5. The Christmas City Walkway of Lights is proudly brought to you by
Miller's Merry Manor, Abbey Carpet, Fortress Federal Credit Union, Marion General Hospital, Needham Story Wapner Funeral Home, Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV, Rolling Meadows Health and Rehab, the Charles Street Community Federal Credit Union, and Drs. Bruner, Root, and Sneed. Every day, there are thousands of news types out there spouting off just to hear themselves talk. Or should I call them news hypes? Avoid the talk show drama queen by listening to Good Morning Grand County and The Gary Snyder Show weekdays on WBAT. Our focus is others, the people we interview, and you, with your highly valued opinion. The Gary Snyder Show, 3 to 6 p.m. and Good Morning Grand County, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you informed.
Miss Natalie is a very practical kindergarten teacher.
Okay, children, in front of you is a circular saw with a diamond carbide blade. Kindergartners, put on your goggles, turn on your saw.
Jimmy, stop
Miss Natalie learned that there are many jobs for electricians, plumbers, truck drivers, all kinds of tradespeople at CentralIndianaHelpWanted.com.
Katie, stop that before someone loses a limb.
We have jobs for all kinds of people. CentralIndianaHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hello, this is Governor Mike Huckabee, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
Here on the Gary Snyder Show. It's just been an amazing week so far, and it's only Tuesday. Just the amount of traffic that we've had to the website, the, expectations of the show and the listenership and the traffic. Tom, things are just really, really taking off.
Well, they are, and Gary, I'm not surprised at all that you're the person of the year on the cover of Time magazine. I mean, it just amazes me. I wasn't surprised to see you on the cover of Time magazine.
You know, you knew it was bound to happen. You really did. And you know, if you did not know it yet, maybe I'll put it up on the website a little later. I was Time's person of the year, along with Abdul. He was too, and you know, it was bound to happen at some point. Now, sure, I'm a little surprised that it happened so soon, but it was bound to happen at some point, Tom.
Well, hey, if Obama can win the Nobel Peace Prize, you can be on the cover of Time magazine. So that's a great photograph of you, by the way. Very casual.
That was actually me, and you can't see – if you go onto the pictures on Facebook, you can actually see the whole picture. It's me and my sister standing on the field at the Notre Dame at Purdue game this year with a picture of Floyd catching the ball in the background during warmups.
Good picture. You know, I love those photo enhancement type pictures. I've got one here at the Balance Studios in my office, and it says tournament leader, Players Championship, Tom Marquis, third round, scored 68, and it's imposed on one of those big and I got it framed and everything. People come in and say, wow, you play golf and you were a pro? I let them go for a little bit before I let them in on the secret.
Yeah, well, we'll see how many people, because usually I'll put that up, and I'll probably put a you know, it was bound to happen sooner or later, and all we'll get, or all I'll get is, you're such an obnoxious, condescending, conceited, whatever, you fill in the blank afterwards. Because, you know, hey, you either love me or you hate me, and the people that hate me like to listen to and yell.
It's all good.
All right, Tom. Also, up at GarySnyderShow.com, besides our poll, and I want to just thank everyone today that, you know, we right now are standing at almost 500 unique visits today. And when you take a look at the servers they're coming from, Senate.gov, House.gov, it's just amazing the amount of traffic that we're getting to the site. You know, I used to think when we would get 300 or 400 visits a day, you know, that was pretty cool. And these are unique visits. You know, we're upwards of 1,000 now, sometimes over. And, you know, it's just really humbling sometimes. Well, not really. I probably deserve it. But just seeing the traffic and the success that we're having sometimes, you know, even mystifies myself.
Well, I got a text from Jack Abramoff, and he wanted me to relay a message to you. He said that you and him need to talk about the help he's giving you on your website. So he said to that you need to talk with him about that.
Hey, he needs to send me the check first.
It's all good. No, I'm really proud. We are getting a lot of listeners. You know, we get a lot. The show's been growing in leaps and bounds since the two of us joined forces, and our show on Saturday morning is just really growing as well. So I'm proud to be a part of it. In all seriousness, I really am. It's a good, fun show.
All right, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, hopefully Brodigan will be on. He called me a rhino today. Matter of fact, I even had someone tweet today that called me irrelevant. If I'm so irrelevant, why are you tweeting that I'm not? Ponder that one right here on the Gary Snyder Show.
Give you.
All right. We'll be right back with the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT in Barrie. And my name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente of the aforementioned. So glad that you could take time out of your day on Hanukkah. Today is Hanukkah. It is the start of Hanukkah. For our Jewish listeners and Jewish friends, happy Hanukkah to you. And if I could have found that Adam Sandler song, Happy Hanukkah, I'd be playing it right now. But I know Gary's got it over on his side, so maybe we can get him to play it one more time before we end our live portion of the show. We do have John Brodigan coming up. Hopefully he'll be up here any moment here. We're going to be talking with him about what's bugging Brodigan. You really, really never know what's bugging Brodigan, but we're going to find out. Also, the Pacers are back in action tonight. When we get back, maybe we'll have a few minutes to talk about the Indiana Pacers and what's going on with them and that organization. I tell you what, I'm really excited to watch them this year. I think they're making a lot of good changes, and I'm hoping that it all sticks together and that they're able to get things rocking and rolling here in Indianapolis. My name's Tom Marquis. This is The Balance / Gary Snyder Show. We'll be right back. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquis Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquis Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquis Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. All right, welcome back to The Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My name's Tom Mark. We're so glad that you could join us here on Hanukkah. That's right, the start of Hanukkah does join us. To all our Jewish friends, happy Hanukkah. I hope you guys have a great, great holiday season. I am not Jewish, so I don't do Hanukkah. I want to understand it. Hey, if I have any Jewish listeners, give us a call, 917-889-8516. Talk to you a little bit about Hanukkah. So, you know, the Pacers are back, and they got one more preseason game tonight. And, you know, I like them. I think that they're doing good. They've got some good things going. I really am excited to see the kind of things that Frank Vogel will have in mind with the Indiana Pacers. I talked with him, Frank Vogel, head coach of the Indiana Pacers, on the other night at the preseason game against the Chicago Bulls, and I asked him. I said, "Your first year on board." As the full-time head coach with the Indiana Pacers, any major changes? And he says, you know, Tom, we can't make any major changes right now. I just want to focus on getting through this season. Obviously, their season's a bit shortened, and obviously the preseason is also a bit shortened. And so that could hurt them. But the thing is, I know Frank Vogel wants to focus on getting the Indiana Pacers back to the playoff teams that they once were. And, you know, I have no doubt at all that he can do that. We're standing by here to join 1400 WBAT and Marion and Gary Snyder Show. And, of course, as always, well, not always, but a lot of times, we have a regular around here by the name of Mr. John Brodigan. We're going to be talking to Brodigan about what's bugging Brodigan. It's always interesting to see what is going on with Brodigan. So as soon as we came back up with 1400 WBAT and Marion, we'll jump on board with the Gary Snyder Show and Mr. John Brodigan. But, yeah, you know, like I was saying, the Pacers are starting to look an awful lot like the championship Detroit Pistons, if not in terms of individual talents, then in terms of group quality and playing together and the whole being more than the sum of their parts. And I'm really excited to see the Indiana Pacers and see what they could do this year in the 2011-2012 season. So, you know, stick around on Saturday, because Saturday morning we have our two-hour show, The Balance, and where it all started at. It's where, you know, we started as a sports show, so we've always had our sports show, even though we've teamed up here with Gary Snyder's show. But we still always have our Saturday morning sports show, and we have a lot of fun with the thousands of listeners that we have coast to coast. If you haven't tuned us in sometime, you need to do it, because we have so much fun. And I tell you what, we literally have calls from Maine to California. We're going to be teaming up right now with 1400 WBAT and Marion and Mr. John Brodigan.
Hanukkah is a festival of life. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. So when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. Baby, like the menorah, so do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinosaura. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli.
All right, we're back on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome. That's the Hanukkah song. And, you know, I am not an Adam Sandler fan, other than Happy Gilmore, maybe The Water Boy. He's really done nothing, but that song makes up for it. What do you think, Tom?
You know what? I just when I thought everything was going good and it was safe to get back in the water with you, for you to say you're not an Adam Sandler fan, I'm just going to have to stick you on John Brodigan. Brodigan, are you with us?
I'm with you. I got to be honest with you, though. I kind of agree with Gary, because I'm not that big of an Adam Sandler comedy fan. I do enjoy his more serious movies, though.
Well, lost me with Spanglish. That had to be one of the worst movies ever.
Spanglish. That must have been so bad, I didn't even know it came out.
It's that bad.
Hang on, let me get to the Google. Spanglish. It's got a website.
Yeah, oh. It really doesn't even deserve a website.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I skipped this one.
That's 2 hours of my life I'll never get back.
Yeah, I'm talking more along the line of like funny people.
You know, I think Happy Gilmore was good. I mean, the fight with Bob Barker was classic.
But you know what it was, though?
Shooter McGavin and the whole bit. But the Waterboy wasn't too bad. But Billy Madison,
it's just really hard to find a really
good Adam. And the one where he was raising the kid, that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But not much more.
Tell me if
I'm missing one here that I should recall.
Grown Ups. Absolutely Grown Ups. That was the funniest movie.
Oh, that was terrible.
You didn't like that?
Oh, that was terrible. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for ganging up on Gary any chance we get, but you're losing me here.
All right. Well, we'll start a poll, Gary, that says bad date movies. What movies not to take your date on?
Well, since I don't date anymore, that's not even really relevant. Just keep
other
it at bad
do,
movies
okay.
not to watch anymore. Spanglish at the top of the list.
Okay, that works too.
Jonathan, welcome.
Hey,
welcome.
Anything
bugging you today before we get on Pile on Gary?
Nothing's bugging me yet, but as I'm sitting here on Adam Sandler's IMDb page to look up what movies he did, apparently he had a reoccurring role in The Cosby Show.
I do not ever remember that, and I've unfortunately probably seen every episode except the later ones.
Apparently, towards the end, like any sitcom,
they were jumping the shark and kind of refrained towards the end, but do not remember him on the Cosby Show.
Apparently, he played a character named Smitty on 4 episodes.
I don't remember Smitty.
That's news to me. I guess I learn something every day.
I have shocked you all into silence.
Which is a very hard task.
Awkward radio silence. Anything bugging you today? I see that it did not rain, so God does not hate the Gary Snyder Show?
Yeah, God did not hate you today, which is good for a change. Not a whole heck of a lot, but I got to be honest, I wasn't really being able to pay that close attention to the news. That usually gets me going. I find it amusing that PolitiFact named the 2011 Lie of the Year the Democrats lying that the Republicans want to, like, kill Medicare and push Granny off the cliffs, which, of course, means that the media no longer considers PolitiFact a fact-checking organization.
Well, you know, let's be honest. They do that every year. You tell a lie long enough, the boy, the Democrat that cried, Grandma's dying.
No. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, the fact checkers and PolitiFact specifically. So, you know, the media bases them as their the one true Bible of fact checking, and anything they fact check is right. When the Daily Show goes off on Fox News, one of the proofs that Fox News lies is because they won PolitiFact Lie of the Year 2 years ago. So just the fact that now PolitiFact decided that the Democrats told the biggest lie of the year. Everyone's all butthurt over it, and you probably won't be hearing from PolitiFact that much longer.
All right, John, let's move to – you haven't had a chance to pay much attention to the news, but you've had to pay attention to the, sparring between the House Republicans and the Senate Republicans. There seems to be a fight brewing there between the two over the – payroll tax cut.
Here's what I don't get. Employers cannot implicate a 2-month extension. The Obama campaign wanted a year long extension. The House GOP wanted a year long extension. I don't understand why this is an argument. Other than the fact that apparently Mitch McConnell and John Boehner can't communicate with each other.
Well, you know, from what I'm reading, Boehner went to McConnell and said, go ahead and negotiate something. He was aware of it, was going to call it for a vote, went to a conference call with his members, and there was a Tea Party revolt. And now you have what I would say it was really bad because you have the Senate Republicans who included Mark Rubio. You can go down a long list of very conservative Republicans in the Senate that voted for this, and the Republicans in the House kind of threw them under the bus here.
Well, no. It wasn't a Tea Party revolt. It was a Republican revolt. All the Republicans in Congress, except for like six people voted against it. And in this case, I think the House is right. I mean, you can't implement a two-month tax extension.
I'm sure you can. And you know, I think the big hang-up amongst the two is that the bill that the House passed reduced unemployment, and the Democrats in the House, in the Senate, were going to have no part of that. And so it was negotiated. Hey, let's get 2 months, get us through the holiday. We can pick this up when we come back, and get something hammered out for the rest of the year.
Well, I didn't hear that about the unemployment, but considering these are the same Democrats who think that increasing unemployment will create jobs.
Well, you know, I've never been one to say it creates jobs, but I think it does give that safety net, especially in an economic environment where you have 9% unemployment, higher than that in a lot of states. And when you take a look at the real unemployment at about 15 or 16%, when you include people that have dropped off looking for work and the underemployed, you know, and I brought this up, why not, and this is a great idea, and I don't know why anybody doesn't pick up on it, why not just dictate the amount of unemployment you get with what the unemployment rate is? You know, hey, if it goes down below 8%, we move you from 99 weeks to 79. If it drops below 6, you know, we drop you down another 20 weeks. Just make it, you know, equivalent to what the unemployment rate is. What's so wrong with that?
I could tell you what's wrong with – no, I'm sorry, John. I was going to say, Gary, I could tell you what's wrong with that. It's because when you've got people like Obama in office that lies about the unemployment figure – then the amount of money that people are going to get are going to fluctuate depending on who's giving that figure.
Well, you know, hey, I'm not an Obama fan. But the unemployment numbers that come out, whether it's a Republican or Democratic administration, my guess is they're probably all fudged a little, but they're not to an extreme to where, you know, it's a conspiracy.
Well, actually, you would think so, but according to the Democrats, the Obama campaign has created jobs, and the unemployment rate is a Fox News. What you would call it? It's nothing more than a Fox News media narrative. This is literally.
We all know there's unemployment. We all know when we talked to Brian Howie from Howie Politics earlier. We know there's still a lot of hurting out there. We know there's still a lot of unemployment right here in Grant County where we're broadcasting from. It's still over 10%. The real unemployment's probably at about 15 or 16%. The national unemployment's at 8.6%. Just link the unemployment rate with the number of weeks you can collect unemployment as the joblessness goes down, reduce the number of weeks. As it goes up. Help the people out that need it.
You're right, and all the numbers you said were right. But you asked, you know, why can't we get that done? One of the problems is that according to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the Democratic Party, the unemployment rate is a Fox News narrative. She literally went on Fox News, claimed that employment actually went up under the past 3 years under President Obama, and when Gretchen, who normally is half an idiot, quoted the government unemployment rate, she said that it was a Fox News talking point. So, according to the Democrats, a Fox News talking point. So that's why
you know, she's not credible. But you know, let's take a look at this. You know, the real reason it's not getting done is that in the Senate and in the House, we've kind of done away with what you call rhinos, and we have an extreme on one side and extreme on the other. And they can't even agree to a debt ceiling increase. I mean, if they can't even agree to something simple like that or a payroll tax cut for everyone, you know, how would you expect them to come to some consensus and say, well, hey, let's link unemployment, the unemployment percentage to the number of weeks you get?
Because one side thinks that the unemployment number is nothing more than a Fox News narrative.
And the other person, and the other side thinks it's just lazy people on unemployment.
Well, no, but they think eventually you have to get cut off, and the problem is trying to create policies that's actually going to create jobs. And I'm sorry, a two month tax
link it to the amount of time you're on unemployment or are eligible to unemployment to the actual unemployment rate. All right, real quick, guys, got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out what else is bugging Brodigan. Besides, he called me a rhino today. If you're listening.
Calling him a rhino, I don't know. You're listening to the Balance Radio Network. I did not hear that statement, but Gary is so middle of the road that, which is cool. It's great for conversation, and it's great for great radio talk. 917-889-8516 if you want to join the conversation with myself, Brodigan, and Gary Snyder about the tax cuts. Here's the or unemployment, and I agree with what John said. Why in the hell would increasing the amount of time that people are on unemployment create jobs? Because what's going to happen is sooner or later when they have to get off the unemployment and get a job, they're going to go to, hi, welcome to Walmart. Hi, welcome to Walmart. They could have been doing that a long time ago. And I'm all for it for those that need it, but those that don't need to get the hell off, get a job, because I can tell you one thing, if he was sitting around on your couch and eating your popcorn and your steaks and drinking your beer and watching your TV and making love to your woman and not even paying you for it, please.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Here on the Gary Snyder Show, our guest, Tom Marquis, co-host of the show from midway through the end, and also John Brodigan, All right, let's talk a little bit of presidential politics now. We have Newt, whether it's through his own demise, self-inflicted wounds, or Mitt Romney's, negative ad campaign running against him. He seems to be falling in the polls right now. Mitt not really gaining anything, but it looks like the Republican establishment is lining up right now to, proclaim the Iowa caucuses don't matter anymore because, hey, Ron Paul's out in front.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, and here's the thing. I obviously Ron Paul's getting a lot of numbers that he typically does well at this point in the election cycle. And we talked with Abdul. Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich makes good primary candidates, or maybe it was John that said it, but somebody said that here on the show. And here's the thing. I like Newt. I am not saying that I don't. I don't like Mitt. And I kind of like Ron Paul, but I do like Newt, and I think that Ron Paul, just for some reason, he's like a bunch of MASH fans. They're all there. They like to watch the show on the reruns and hear the same thing over and over again, but there's no new shows. There's no new episodes of Ron Paul. It's always the same thing.
I almost wouldn't mind it. I mean, if we have to lose the election, I wouldn't mind it if Ron Paul won, just because when he gets crushed – and we lose by 40 states, maybe his cult followers would shut up. But I actually do have something that's bugging me, speaking of presidential politics. And it has to do with Newt Gingrich. You know Meghan McCain, right?
I do, and I saw her on MSNBC today.
Yes. Meghan McCain on MSNBC says that Callista Gingrich is unappealing because she's – and I'm paraphrasing here – because she's really just a mistress. This is the same Meghan McCain whose father cheated on his first wife with her mom.
Pot. Kettle, are you there?
I'm here.
And the funny thing is, I honestly don't even think how disgustingly hypocritical she was, because that would require her thinking in the first place.
You know, I've never been a big Meghan McCain fan, and you know, this is probably the first time that she's ever been mentioned on the show, and hopefully the last, John.
Oh, that's fine. And another thing,
consider this your admonishment.
That's fine. After the last debate, everyone's saying that Newt Gingrich was being sexist toward Michelle Bachmann, and his criticism of her is sexist. If him criticizing her is sexist, what's the rest of our excuses?
I got nothing.
Well, you know, I think Newt brings a lot of baggage, and a lot of that baggage is coming out. Hey, let's go arrest judges that we disagree with. You know, hey, let's put poor kids in Boys Town. I saw that playing everywhere today. And, you know, the thing about this whole thing with Newt Gingrich, or whoever the flavor of the day is, they just seem to be trading support, and none of it seems to be going to Mitt Romney, who sits there at about 20%, and right now he seems to be the default nominee, unless someone like Ron Paul or John Huntsman or Rick Santorum catches fire at the right time.
And I totally agree with you, Gary. I mean, here's the thing, though. Let's face it, talking about the mainstream media again. The media wants America to love Mitt, because the media and the left wing wants Obama to run against Mitt. That's their ideal marriage. They want that, and they're going to get that, because Americans don't search out their own knowledge sources.
See, I disagree with that somewhat, because if the election comes down to, I mean, in the Republican primary, we're talking about Romney versus not Romney. If the election comes down to Obama versus not Obama, and a lot of people are voting Republican that wouldn't normally vote Republican just because Obama's not a Republican. You know, as long as it's someone like Mitt who sticks his finger in the air and is quiet and doesn't, like, ruffle feathers, as opposed to, like, say, someone like a Rick Perry or Michelle Bachmann, that could help all of our down-ticket races, because every state, we've got Congress, we've got U.S. Senate, we've got State Senate, we've got Assembly. And having a not-Obama candidate that at least it gives people the impression of being a moderate, that could help us elect more Republicans than we normally would have. And
well,
those
just keep in mind, and I talked with Pete a little bit about this earlier, the generic Republican versus Democrat in Congress right now is almost 50-50, a gain by the Democrats. And the latest Gallup poll has Obama back up at 50%, you know, in approval rating. And if you're a Republican not wanting Obama in there, that's got to be kind of worrisome right now.
Not really, because these are all polls taken after we ended the Iraq War. I mean, his poll numbers have gone up before. The media acts like Republicans should panic. The media acts like, oh, Republicans are screwed now. And within a month or two, his poll numbers go back down.
We shouldn't be panicked. We should be concerned. There needs to be a Republican candidate out there that rises from this field, and someone that's just, someone other than Mitt or Newt.
All right, real quick,
we're running out of time. About 10, 15 seconds. John, where can people find your stuff?
The ironically titled johnbrodigan.com.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Tom, hurry up.
www.thebalanceonline.com. Stick around here on the Balance Radio Network. We're going to rerun the interview with Senator Lugar and our conversation with Brian Howie.
Good stuff. I want to thank all of our guests today, including Brian Howie, Senator Richard Lugar, Pete Seat, and, of course, John Brodigan and Tom Marquis. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
And you're listening to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you guys could join us on Hanukkah. That's right. It is Hanukkah for all of our Jewish friends. It is just another sign that the holidays are here. So whether or not you're Jewish and you're celebrating Hanukkah or you're getting geared up for Christmas, which I am, I get time off my real job, gotta hang in there till Thursday, off until, won't go back until Tuesday on my real job. Still be here with you guys. And by the way, on Christmas Eve, we're going to be doing a very, very special Christmas Eve special. And I just encourage all of you guys to be a part of that show. This is just going to be a really good Christmas special. We're going to still be talking some sports. We're going to be talking about some possible recruits for the Big Ten and different college. Evan Williams, blogger and Purdue student, is going to join us and talk with us about that. My son's going to hopefully join us and, you know, just talk to us about the troops and Christmas time and, you know, that sort of thing. So we've got a lot of exciting things planned this Saturday right here on the Balance Radio Network. We kick things off at 9 o'clock Eastern, and it's our very, very special Christmas Eve show, and it's actually the very first Christmas Eve show that we've ever got to do as a show on Christmas Eve. So it's going to be a good show that you don't want to miss. My name's Tom Marquis. I'll tell you what, when we get right back, we're going to be joining we're going to rerun. Let me put it this way, that way. We're going to rerun the Gary Snyder Show as it was heard on 1400 WBAT. Hour number two. We're going to start things off coming up right here at 6 o'clock Eastern in just a few more moments. We're going to have Senator Richard Lugar, a Republican senator of Indiana. And Gary had an opportunity to talk with him. We're going to rerun that interview with Senator Lugar and talking about the things that the House needs to get accomplished, and as well as the Keystone Pipeline. So we're going to talk about that. And then in about 30 minutes, 6:30, I joined a conversation with Gary and Brian Howie just about what's going on in Indiana government. We're going to talk about some education reform. We're going to talk about class basketball, and we're going to talk about some presidential politics as well. So all of that is on the horizon right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, and so glad that you could join us. Happy Hanukkah, everyone. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Huntington's favorite radio personality, Gary Snyder, is here on 1400 WBAT Marion.
I'm walking away like the rabbit told
I'm walking away.
My shrink gauge is okay.
I'm walking away.
The self-help book and floor.
I'm walking away.
Jubilation day.
I'm walking away.
My best friends all have worn.
I'm walking away.
Even your mom said you were nuts.
In my dreams.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome back. All right, had a chance to sit down with Senator Richard Lugar this morning, talked to him, I guess a year-end interview with Senator Richard Lugar. He also has a new ad, his first radio ad of the 2012 campaign season is out. Let's take a listen to that real quick.
Republicans extracted a big concession from Democrats.
Keystone Pipeline, which some Republicans say will add
thousands. It also helps that Senator Lugar's there.
It would create jobs almost immediately.
From day one, Senator Dick Lugar has battled liberal Obama policies, voting against stimulus, against overregulation, and against Obamacare at every turn. Now, the president, kowtowing to liberal cronies, is trying to halt construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, which would kill 20,000 new jobs. But Dick Lugar said no. It's Dick Lugar who wrote the bill to force Obama to act and stop playing politics with American jobs. It's Dick Lugar who's trying to save those 20,000 new jobs.
At every turn, I fought President Obama's liberal budget-busting stimulus schemes. The president's policies have made things worse and failed to create Hoosier jobs. President Obama has not acted in the best interest of the United States. This is just wrong. Our security and critical jobs are at stake. I'm Dick Lugar, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Dick Lugar.
There you go. That is the first Senator Richard Lugar radio ad to hit the airways. I don't know if it's running here, but it's new, so I thought we would share it with everyone. Now, had a chance to sit down with Senator Richard Lugar this morning. We cover a wide range of topics, including the Keystone Pipeline, unemployment insurance, and the campaign. So, sit back, relax. Here is my interview with Senator Richard Lugar.
All right, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show. We're, at this point, we're, pleased, and it's our pleasure to be joined by Indiana's senior senator, Senator Richard Lugar. Welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Thank you very much, Gary. Great to be with you.
Well, hey, it's the holidays. You should be at home here in Indiana enjoying the Indiana weather, but we've encountered quite a bit of turbulence there in Washington when it comes to the payroll tax holiday. The Senate passed it out of the Senate 89 to 10. The Republicans and Democrats can't seem to get it together in the House. Talk to us a little bit about this tax payroll holiday and how you, I'm not saying single-handedly, but had a big role in getting this Keystone Pipeline project put into it.
Well, I'm still on the job out here, Gary, because it isn't finished yet. We're almost close to the finish line, but we passed, as you pointed out, the payroll tax cut, the Social Security situation, extension of unemployment compensation, payment for the medical doctors, and so forth. But the major focus that I had there was jobs. Jobs has been the issue in Indiana throughout this year, understandably. With the Keystone Pipeline, this really came through as a godsend because the Canadians are prepared to spend $7 billion building a 1,700-mile pipeline, employ 20,000 Americans right away, with many thousands still to come in various states in the Midwest, including Indiana, where there'll be supplies to the pipeline construction. We've been talking about jobs all year, but people have not been able to get across the finish line. Jobs proposals that bring in private enterprise and don't bring in congressional federal money. So we got this one in to this extension of the payroll tax. It was a vote of 89-10. People very enthusiastic in the Republican and Democratic parties about it, and shipped it over to the House. And I was dismayed to learn over the weekend that some Republicans meeting with Speaker Boehner, first on a conference call, then behind closed doors yesterday, say, no, we don't want to pass the Senate bill. We want to have an extension, if we're going to have one at all, for a year. Well, this requires a lot of discussion. How do you get the $200 billion to pay for this extension for a year? Our bill has our 60-day extension, and it keeps the tax cut going through January 1. If the House does not pass our Senate bill, including the Keystone Pipeline, not only do we have no jobs bill, but we have no tax cut for the 160 million wage earners in America, who I think are going to be very upset, quite apart from the unemployment compensation or the doc fix. So this is why there is a certain amount of turmoil out here, which I hope can be resolved today. I hope that somehow the House will have a vote that will favor the Senate bill, and then for the next 60 days we can discuss what we want to do in the future with regard to all of these affairs.
Now, the payroll tax holiday means an extra $1,000 a year in each individual that works pocket.
Yes.
How important is that right now, not only the holiday season, but going forward in a time of tough economic hardship that we're facing right now?
I think it's important, and that's why I voted for it. I suspect that people can agree or disagree about that, but it seems to me that this is money that's very important in terms of consumption power in America, keeping our businesses going and hopefully bringing about more markets. But at the same time, it's got to be paid for some way. Now, we paid for it in our Senate bill by increasing the fees for Sallie Mae and Freddie Mac on mortgages, government mortgages of that sort, and $30 billion was obtained more or less from that source. But if we don't go through the 60-day situation we're talking about now, and we just simply cut off everything, which is going to happen, I'm afraid, if the House does not pass our Senate bill, then we still have the taxes on the Social Security situation going back up to 6% again, as opposed to 4%. And the $1,000 per person that you're mentioning, in terms of the tax cut for 160 million wage earners, that's going to be lost. We cannot let that be lost, and so I'm very hopeful we can work through this thing in the next few hours.
The national unemployment sets at 8.6%, still pretty high. Indiana's unemployment sets over 9%. And when I sit here and listen to at least Speaker Boehner talk about why this is not being taken up in the House, one of the issues that keep arising is the fact that they want unemployment insurance reform out of this, which tells me they want to cut the number of weeks people can receive unemployment. And, you know, all funding for unemployment is going to end here on January 1 if this isn't passed. How important is it in an era of high unemployment that, you know, these unemployment compensation payments keep going out to Indiana's unemployed?
Well, I think it's very important. And that's why, once again, I voted for a bill that keeps that money going. And I don't disagree that in the fullness of time we ought to discuss the whole situation. But at this particular moment, it's a surprise for the House members to return and say, we just don't like the Senate bill. We're not going to vote for the Senate bill. We want everybody to come back to Washington, have a conference and so forth. When Senator Reid, the Democratic leader, is saying, we're not coming back to Washington, we Democrats, there's not going to be a conference. You Republicans will take responsibility for bringing to an end, for 160 million Americans, the Social Security tax cut and the unemployment compensation. You'll take responsibility for that. And for the fact that Medicare doctors don't get paid and therefore services don't occur to those that are counting on Medicare.
When we take a look at the economy, obviously jobs needs to be number one on everybody's priority list. How can we, besides the Keystone Pipeline, you know, put forth an agenda where jobs are being created?
Well, first of all, we have to make certain that our tax situation is one that offers incentives to people to invest money and to take risks with their capital. I believe that our banks are being well managed in Indiana, that there is money in the bank, literally capital, that could be loaned to startups, but there has to be encouragement for people to take the risk to do the startups. I applaud, once again, Governor Daniels and his administration for being very competitive in bringing all sorts of new businesses to Indiana, sometimes at the expense of other states who find the Indiana business climate to be a much better one. And I think that the legislature that supported Governor Daniels needs to be applauded, too, and they want to make sure we stay on that track. But this is going to be a tough road to hoe. We would have had very large gains in employment long before this if the world was in better financial shape. But our markets are being hit every day, as you've noticed, our stock market, by the problems in Europe and the dangers of defaults there, and the fact that, unhappily, some American money is still tied up in European securities. We had this hearing of former Senator Corzine in the ML situation last week, in which this large firm had invested some American money into bonds in Eastern European countries that are, and they've lost the money. Well, so we've got to try to straighten out ourselves so that we invest the money here in the United States. That's why it's so exciting when somebody like the Canadians comes along with $7 billion that they're pushing into the United States. This comes out in all directions, and it hits Indiana very favorably.
When you take a look at Congress right now, some polls have the approval rate for Congress at about 8%. You see a great bipartisan effort in the Senate, and it moves over to the House where you have nothing but gridlock. And to be quite frank, the Republicans not willing to negotiate or compromise at all with the Democrats and vice versa. How frustrating is that for you?
Well, I wish that times were easier, but at the same time, I'm not ever going to complain about the situation. I try to work constructively every day to make certain that we make headway on jobs, on new investment, on new enterprise in Indiana and our country, and new strength for our armed forces to be able to control all sorts of external events that do not wish us well. My job is not one to be pessimistic. It's to find the reasons why we're going to progress in Indiana and in America.
Now, one of the issues that you are very knowledgeable on and, quite frankly, tend to be the go-to person in the Senate is foreign affairs. We pulled out of Iraq this week. The combat mission is officially over. Do you have any thoughts that you want to reflect on that?
Well, I believe that our leaving Iraq is the proper thing to do under these circumstances, because the Iraqis have indicated clearly they do not want American forces there. Sometimes they have some wistful looks back because the Iraqis know that governing their own country is going to be tough, and already it's clear with the Sunnis leaving the parliament and the Shiites very unhappy with them, and the Kurds still not making an oil law, they have some problems. But at the same time, our policy in the Middle East, I think, is going to move much more toward having troops in the area, but working much more with intelligence, much more with drones for specific attacks upon terrorists and terrorist groups, as opposed to having huge armies that march into a country and try to reform its system from beginning to end. Some countries just are not in a position to be able to have a democratic background the same as we have. We can work with them over the course of time without having armed forces enforcing the way we think they ought to be acting. And so I think our leaving Iraq at this time is appropriate, and I'm hopeful, at least in our new policy, of much greater interaction intelligence-wise, we're in better control of the terrorist situation, not only in Iraq or in Afghanistan or Pakistan or what have you, but in African countries where al-Qaeda and al-Shabaab operatives are at work.
And you have been the leader in the fight against nuclear proliferation. Many reports say Iran is close to getting a nuclear device. How concerned are you with that, and how confident are you that the Obama administration is doing what they need to do to stop that?
Well, I'm very concerned about nuclear developments in Iran, and therefore I've been at the forefront in the Senate on all sorts of sanctions, including most recently votes for sanctions on the central bank of Iran, which we would try to enforce with all countries around the earth. So they simply deal a very, very tough economic blow to Iran and bring the Iranians to the table to discuss the disposition of their nuclear program. We're going to have to put those pressures on and put them on very stoutly. By and large, I think the Obama administration is on that track, but whether they are or not, we in Congress have been, through our votes, indicating specifically actions we believe they must take. We did have the Obama administration coming over to the Foreign Relations Committee opposing, as a matter of fact, the sanctions on the Iranian Central Bank, but we voted by 100-0 in the Senate for that sanction, which gives a pretty good indicator of where we stand as a country, both Republicans and Democrats, with regard to Iran, quite apart from the administration.
All right, real quick, we head into the new year. It seems like your campaign for reelection has a lot of momentum right now. How's the campaign going heading into the new year?
I believe that we have good momentum. I'm very, very grateful to hundreds of volunteers on our phone banks who have made over 500,000 calls to date. They're making over 6,000 calls every day, and they're asking Hoosiers about the issues that are important and how we can be helpful there. They're also asking whether they would like to be on our Internet and whether they would like a yard sign and a number of ways in which we can work organizationally with them. And so we're very, very delighted to have this response and to have very specific names of those who are going to support us by the tens of thousands. We intend at least to continue to wage a very vigorous campaign in Indiana, but I'm trying to do the very best I can to do my duty here in Washington in ways that I believe that Hoosiers will approve. And they want me to be hard at work, and I pledge to be hard at work throughout this campaign.
Well, Senator Lugar, I want to thank you for your time today. Keep up the good work for the state of Indiana, and have a Merry Christmas.
Well, the same to you, sir. Really great to be with you, and I always appreciate these opportunities to visit.
Lease. Leasing is back at Matthews Buick GMC Truck in Marion. Right now you can lease for less than $300 a month the 2012 Buick Regal, the 2012 GMC Terrain, and the 2012 GMC Sierra four-wheel drive regular cab. A brand new vehicle for less than your current car payment. See Matthews on the bypass in Marion for the details. Matthews Buick GMC Truck. 7 decades, 4 generations, 1 tradition. The great lease deals will have you singing. Lease.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Santa Jeff at the North Pole at B&L Appliances. We got our store full of great deals and selection on all our HD TV and appliances, such as Sharp, LG, Toshiba, Sony, Whirlpool, Maytag, and LG. RL's Bob and Ed got the sleigh ready to deliver all those great deals, and Rudolph says we always deliver for free. So come see for yourself at B&L Appliances. Ho, ho, ho.
Appliance. See for yourself. bank balances of four customers who had near delinquent layaway accounts. This is Network Indiana News.
Indianapolis, Super Bowl 46 is coming to town. So come take the field of the NFL experience presented by GMC, the NFL's interactive theme park. Kick the game-winning field goal and shop NFL Shop for the latest Super Bowl merchandise. NFL experience presented by GMC at the Indiana Convention Center January 27th through February 4th. Get your tickets early for opening weekend by calling 1-866-TIX-4NFL or log on to SuperBowl.com. This is your Super Bowl. The NFL prefers Visa, the official card of the NFL.
I'm Joan Miller, and my family owns Locker Room Sporting Goods in Danville. We get to know our customers. We employ fellow Hoosiers, and we collect sales taxes that pay for roads, parks, and schools. Indiana's decision to let Amazon.com and other online-only retailers sell products in our state without collecting sales tax is not fair. Indiana needs to level the playing field now. We can't wait for a national
Mark Stein, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Hey, good to be with you again. Hey, this is Mark Stein. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
Joke town down in the night, 9:30 on a Tuesday. Just to check out the late night record shop. Colored and browsing, colored composing, colored insane. When I'm through that I just can't stop. It's a matter of instincts, a matter of conditioning, and a matter of fight.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. All right, feedback on the Senator Richard Lugar interview. 765-662-1400. If you have a comment on Senator Richard Lugar and the interview you just heard right here on the Gary Snyder Show, I want to hear from you. Schaefer's, Indiana Turf, they're in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter, and you'll need it. Trust me, eventually, including the top-of-the-line Ariens snow throw snow blowers. They also wanted me to remind you, they still have in stock Gravely Hustler and Indiana's own Dixie Chopper mowers, and they are priced to deal. He wanted me to emphasize that. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that is over 82 years serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. Keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give Ryan a call, 260-489-3391. Again, 260-489-3391. You can also visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne. You can visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. Remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, if everything goes as planned, Brian Howie after the break here. Now, if you can't remember anything about Schaefer's, all you really need to remember, Gary Snyder Show. .com. Pretty simple. GarySnyderShow.com. Our online poll is up through the end of the evening. Was the war in Iraq worth the cost in American blood and treasure? Over 230 votes right now. 78% of you say no. 22% of you say yes. Very interesting. Probably the opposite results of what I was expecting. And I don't know. We'll have our interview with Senator Richard Lugar posted a little bit later on tonight as a podcast. If you did not catch it, obviously you can always go to GarySnyderShow.com and catch most of our interviews. All right, quick break. When we come back, hopefully, Brian Howie and Tom Marquis right here on the Gary Snyder Show.
What matters to you matters to us. The right car or great truck with service you trust.
Barry Bunker wants to put that cruise in your stocking this holiday season, the Chevy Cruise, that is. Christmas is the perfect time to take advantage of the Chevy Sign and Drive program at Barry Bunker Chevrolet. Right now at Barry Bunker, you can get zero down and zero due at signing on the Ally Smart Lease program. Take a look at the 2012 Chevy Cruze on a 39-month, 39,000-mile Ally Smart Lease for just $258.85 a month, or the Malibu at $263.27 a month. If your workload calls for a big truck, see the 2012 Chevy Silverado 1500 4-Wheel Drive Extended Cab LT Edition, just $392.11 a month. Check out the website at www.barrybunker.com. It has all the details and the colors to choose from. All offers are subject to credit approval. 100 years of Chevy, the service you trust. That's your local Barry Bunker Chevrolet, wishing you and your families a safe and happy holiday. From the staff at Barry Bunker Chevrolet, because Chevy runs deep.
In the book of Luke, it says, "And there were shepherds living in the fields, watching their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. The angel said, 'Fear not, for I bring you tidings of great joy. Today, in the city of David, a Savior is born. He is Christ the Lord.'" Reminding you of the true reason for the Christmas season, Rich, Deidre, Trey, and Sophie Orell wish you a blessed Christmas. From now until New Year's Eve, you can see one of the largest displays of Christmas lights in the Midwest. The Christmas City Walkway of Lights in Marion has over 2.5 million lights, over 100 displays, plus a gift shop and holiday cafe. Start your winter wonderland journey at the Girl Scout Cabin to view spectacular animated scenes from 6 till 10 p.m. nightly through December 31st, all for a one-time admission of only $5. And festive events are happening all month long, like the Gingerbread House Contest at the Garden House, where you can vote for your favorite. Family night, storytelling, including one special visit from the Grinch, a coloring book giveaway, fire truck rides departing from Riverview School, hay rides from the 1812 Monument, making s'mores in the gardens, with kits available for purchase in the gift shop. And, of course, Santa will make an appearance at the Christmas City Walkway of Lights. For dates, times, and more information, call 662-9931. 662-9931. 662-9931.
Because they're two separate entities. Mike Corbin, Network Indiana News.
This season, when you think about holiday giving, think about opening a College Choice 529 savings plan for a loved one. You'll be giving the gift of education, a gift that changes lives. Plus, when you open or contribute to a College Choice 529 plan, you may receive a 20% state income tax credit on the amount of your contribution, up to a $1,000 credit. And that is smart year-end tax planning. Find out more about the 529 College Choice savings plan and the tax credit you may receive by contributing at collegechoiceplan.com.
Hello, world. It's your man, Mike Epps. Welcome to the Super Bowl Village, where it's nothing but 10 days of football partying. Two concert stages, national, local, and regional acts. Zip lines for crazy people like myself. We got warming zones all up and down the street. Get out here to the Super Bowl Village and have fun, fun, fun!
See you downtown Indianapolis on Georgia Street, January 27th through February 5th. Entry is free.
Bringing local news to Van Buren, Matthews, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the WBAT newsroom, I'm Layla Price. Eastbrook school officials say budget shortfalls will cause them to cut teachers, aides, extracurricular staff, and other positions for the 2012-2013 school year. Superintendent Jerry Harshman last night outlined the cuts needed to help balance the school corporation's budget for next year. Eastbrook faces a deficit of more than $350,000 if the cuts are not made. Three full-time teaching positions will be eliminated at the elementary level, along with seven instructional aides, part-time staff, extracurricular positions, and part-time office staff. Harshman said other cost-cutting measures are being implemented to prevent further staff cuts. Eastbrook's budget deficit is blamed on a reduction in students this year, as well as cuts in state funding. While Indiana's overall unemployment remained steady in November, Grant County and most of its neighbors saw the jobless rate go up last month. Indiana's unemployment rate remained steady at 9% last month. Grant County's unemployment number rose to 10.3%, as did Madison County. That ties them for the 13th highest jobless ranking in the state. And the Salvation Army's Red Kettle Drive is down to crunch time, with many donations still needed to reach their goal. Lieutenant Jason Bigelow of the Grant County Salvation Army says they are still nearly $15,000 away from this year's goal.
The goal for the kettles alone this year is $65,000, so that means we were up at about $49,000, which leaves us with a gap to fill still this week, but we're hopeful that the goal is still possible through this week. It's usually a good week for us. People are getting the Christmas spirit. Despite the lack of snow, people are in the Christmas spirit this week, and so we hope that they continue to give.
Bigelow credited Marion police and firefighters for their guns and hoses battle last weekend that raised just under $700 in a friendly competition won by the police department. Salvation Army volunteers will be out ringing bells at the Red Kettles through this Saturday, Christmas Eve, until 2 p.m. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. The 1400 WBAT forecast for tonight, rain likely with temperatures steady in the lower 40s. Wednesday, cloudy and windy with rain likely, a high near 50. Wednesday night, rain ending with a low of 35. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 45. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 38 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Hanukkah is a festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. So when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew.
All right. Happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends out there. It's the one day of the year I get to play the Hanukkah song. All right, before we get to our guests, Freightco, a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, they are growing. They want you. OJ, he's not Jewish. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSE, and that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and spend their weekends at home. Freightco offers consistent lanes with mini bean drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give them a call. 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. If you can't remember that, all you really need to remember, GarySnyderShow.com. Our poll question, we're going to take this one down tonight, but you still have time. Over 230 of you have voted in the last 24 hours. Was the war in Iraq worth the cost in American blood and treasure? Kind of surprising. 78% of you say no, 22% of you say yes. All right. We're also joined right now, co-host of the show from this time to the end, Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
Good afternoon and happy Hanukkah. Glad to hear that you brought out Adam Sandler.
And also join us every Tuesday at this time is Brian Howie. He is the publisher of HowiePolitics.com. Brian, welcome.
Merry Hanukkah.
Hey, that captures everything, huh?
Yeah. Merry Hanukkah. Happy Christmas.
You got it nailed. Well, hey, Brian, a lot has happened in politics this week. Let's start with Dan Parker. I'm quitting. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. He is still the Democratic chairman. What happened there, and why did he rescind his resignation?
Well, my sources are telling me that there was a deal cut. Dan was looking for a job, and Jim Schellinger, who ran for governor in 2008, lost to Joe Long Thompson by about 14,000 votes in the primary. He was employing Tim Jeffers, who was then going to run for chairman. And my sources tell me that he had agreed to take Dan Parker on as an employee, and Tim Jeffers would go over to the state party. So it was kind of like a trade with a player to be named later. And what happened was...
two minor leaguers and that player to be named later.
Yeah, and this is something that John Gregg apparently had pressed. He wanted to have Jeffers in because Jeffers had been his chief of staff when he was speaker. Tim Jeffers is a good man. He's worked for Governors Biden, O'Bannon, Lee Hamilton in the past. So he'd been around the block a couple times. But the Central Committee didn't go along with the deal. And and at the end on Saturday, it was John Gregg who actually came in to the Central Committee when they were having a procedural battle and made the case for Dan Parker to sit on. So John Gregg kind of did a 180, and I'll tell you, that left a lot of people shaking their heads, particularly in Democratic politics. There's a certain sentiment that thinks that both Parker and Gregg kind of come out of this whole sequence fairly weakened. And the people that were pushing for Joel Miller, he's an Indianapolis operative who, after Jeffers dropped out, apparently had between 10 and 12 votes lined up. He had a lot of backing from the Lake County Democrats and the Indianapolis Democrats, and those folks aren't too happy right now. So John Gregg's got some mending to do here.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I don't have much more to say about that as far as, you know, maybe will, maybe he won't. He quit, but we'll see about that. I kind of want to talk about some of the other things that are on the plate of the Indiana House, and one of those obviously is education reform, and I know that's a big agenda for Tony Bennett and a lot of the Republicans is to push for charter schools and student count days. So if you could kind of update us on what may happen with the education overhaul or reform, and you know, in the different points of view from the education side of the House this year.
Well, the governor released his legislative agenda, and Tony Bennett had also Superintendent Bennett had also been talking about further reforms. The governor didn't really get into extensive, didn't go into any detail like he did last year, where they've got the extension of charter schools and vouchers. The governor told me in an interview after his speech that he was not going to press for further expansion of vouchers. And what he did discuss, though, was what he called credit creep. That is, a number of colleges around the state are requiring more than 120 hours for people to get their degree, some of them as much as 126, 140. And he's really going to have the Higher Education Commission kind of take that on. I'm not sure that that's going to happen in the General Assembly. Now, what Tony Bennett has up his sleeve, he hasn't announced yet, but certainly the governor, you know, it seems to be more intent on concentrating on local government reform, the statewide smoking ban. He came out in favor of that. And he didn't have the criminal sentencing reform on his list because the prosecutors are kind of bucking that. I still wouldn't be surprised that if the right to work thing doesn't destroy the session, we may see some of that criminal sentencing come back if they get the prosecutors on board. And the governor also talked about legislation that would put a dent in human trafficking. Apparently, any city that hosts a Super Bowl, there's as many as 5,000 to 10,000 young prostitutes that come in to serve that market. And Indianapolis and Indiana officials are going to take aim at that and try to create a scenario where that doesn't happen like it has in other Super Bowl sites.
All right, let's move on here a little bit. I want to move from the General Assembly to Congress. I just had Senator Richard Lugar on the show. He was one of the 89 that had voted in favor of the payroll tax cut holiday, along with the unemployment extension and the pipeline. He is very combative, and really didn't have a lot of nice words to say towards the Republicans in the House who, as I understand it, said yes, then no, then yes, then no, and ended up voting yes, which really meant no. Do you follow that?
Yeah, you know, Speaker Boehner, it seems to me like he's lost control of his caucus because throughout this past week he's been all over the map. And I don't think he controls this caucus, and certainly the Tea Party. We've got three freshmen that are aligned with that, and all of them voted the opposite way of Senator Lugar. And David McIntosh, a former congressman who's running against Dan Burton, basically put a statement out earlier today saying, "Yep, bring the Senate back. We got work to do." You know, it's there. This was a kind of a stopgap 2 month measure. Of course, that means in February we were going to be talking about it all over again. And the House Republicans are saying they want a 1 year deal. I'm not really sure that makes a great deal of difference. Congress just can't get anything done, and the reason is it is probably as polarized as I've ever seen it. And when you kick out the middle, when you kick out those terrible moderates, and both sides, the liberals and the conservatives, dig in, this is the kind of government you get. And we're seeing it right now. And if they don't get something done in the next, 10 days or so, 10 or 11 days, everybody's taxes are going to go up. And I think that puts the Republican Party in a real bad position. The Democrats will paint them as somebody, as a party who wanted to protect the tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires, but then pulled the bricks out, and there's a general tax increase for most people in the middle class. I think it's going to be a problem.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Brian, because you know it amazes me how much the different sides are, and you know I am. Certainly one that's to the far right, so I understand that I have my point of view. But, just taking that completely out, I guess I just never understood how people could take the middle of the road, or what I would call middle of the road, moderate opinion, and say, well, let's just take the best out of everything and let's all live in perfect harmony. Well, that's not the real world. The real world is there's extremes to both things, and I'm not on the far right extreme, and nor do I believe that the far left extreme should be running our government like is now, as far as the White House goes. So I think that there's definitely a good opportunity for the Republicans to gain the White House and keep the House and Senate. But I've asked other people this: do you think it's more important to keep the House and Senate and maintain control of that and not worry so much about the White House? Or do you think it's important that we get the White House back? When I say we, I mean GOP.
Right. Well, I have to tell you, Tom, people are hurting. We're seeing more and more stories of not only the income disparity, but more and more families that are falling out of the middle class. And it's happening here in Indiana. And as I've been telling, I had a cup of coffee with one of Congressman Pence's people, and the message I gave to him was, I'm seeing more people that I know who, you know, 4 or 5 years ago were solidly in the middle class and you know, living a nice lifestyle that are now on the edge. I'm seeing that more and more. And in Congress, I think that a lot of Republicans didn't want to do anything to accommodate President Obama. And you had Mitch McConnell come out and say our number one priority is to make sure that he's a one-term president, and that might happen, but then there's going to be a lot of pain in the interim. And as far as you know, moderates and working together, you know, we had a situation where Republicans had no love lost for Bill Clinton back in the 90s, and after some government shutdowns and stuff, Clinton and Newt Gingrich actually were able to work together and get some things done. And by the time Bill Clinton left office, you know, we had almost half a billion or, you know, $500 billion surplus, basically. And I go back to the Reagan years where President Reagan and Speaker Tip O'Neill didn't agree on a lot, but they could work together. They could go out and throw down a drink or two and come up with a deal. A lot of people forget that the Reagan tax cuts that were passed in 1981, there was about 60 Democrats that I believe that actually supported those. And now we're seeing everything that's just totally polarized, and we're paying the price for it. And I think I'm very worried about the country, and I'm worried that the center has been kicked out, and therefore you lose that opportunity to make deals and get things done.
Well, and you know, I'm probably called the rhino in this conversation, among other things that I'm called. But you know, it's my sentiment, and I'm going to write about this tonight, that I think this is the Tea Party and the House Republicans jump the shark moment. Because I think when you take a look at Speaker of the House Boehner's press conference yesterday, the one item that kept coming up, besides the fact that the Republicans in the House did not want this middle tax or this payroll tax cut to happen anyway, is it seemed like in every other sentence it came out, unemployment reform. And what a lot of people don't realize, that in the Republican package, it reduces unemployment insurance benefits for people, especially in an era and an economy like this, where we still have, you know, 8.6% unemployment in the nation, 9% in Indiana. And when you take a look at people that have stopped looking, and the underemployed is probably up around 15% and 16%. And, you know, they always scream class warfare. You know, it's my contention that the Republicans are just as guilty as class warfare as the Democrats are on the other side.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And, you know, early on, the beginning of the Obama administration, and certainly since 2010, you know, I've been writing in my newsletter consistently, you know, if you're in Congress, it should be all about jobs, jobs, jobs. Anything we can do to create jobs, because people are hurting. And they didn't do that. They didn't get work down. Now we've got a 9% unemployment here in Indiana. It's been that way for 2 or 3 months now, and that's a major problem. Pat Bauer again is going around saying it's actually closer to 16%. And it's interesting that in some of the latest polls, a congressional approval rating is at 9%. Isn't that ironic? And I'm beginning to think that there's a chance, we may see a third-party presidential candidate come in, because there's deep dissatisfaction. You see the wrong track numbers, around 75%. And I wouldn't be surprised if people in the polls this time and say, I'm going to vote against every incumbent. I'm sick of this, okay? I would not be surprised. Usually that doesn't happen. Usually people, you know, say they don't like Congress, but I do like my own congressman. And I think we're getting real close to the point where people are just going to throw all the bums out. That, if you're an Obama fan, that's probably not good news, but wouldn't that be something if we had a Republican president and a Democratic Congress? Don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, as I was saying last week, throw conventional wisdom out the window here, because people are hurting and they're losing faith that this country can govern itself. That's a problem.
Brian, and you know, I'm the sports guy on the show, so I don't very often do I get to talk politics and sports at the same time, but this is certainly one of those rare opportunities. Class basketball in the state of Indiana, do you think that's going to come as a reality, or do you really just think that the right to work bill is just going to overshadow everything and nothing's going to get done, and really nothing that anybody wants to see is going to happen? What are your thoughts on class basketball?
Well, I'm for the old way, and you're talking to a Peru Tiger here who, when we would get out of the Cass or the Logansport sectional, would always come to Marion and never come out. We never got to a semi-state, and that was even in the Kyle Massey days. He was a year behind me. But, you know, when you won that sectional, that was a good year, okay? And then I was a former sports writer myself. And I covered Bill Patrick had some great teams in the WITCO. The Argus Dragons went to the state finals 2 years in a row. We've seen smaller communities like Warsaw, Plymouth, Vincennes, Washington, Connersville that won, you know, state titles. And the thing is, we live in a real world where you compete with everybody, and not just in America. You compete with everybody in the world. And I still think that a one-class system is better. You go against everybody. There's no doubt about who's the state champion. And a team that can get to the to win a regional or a semi-state, maybe they don't win. But I'll tell you what, I can remember the Cloverdales and the Wickhams and the Arguses from way back in the day, and of course, Milan, as opposed to who won the single A or double A state championship last year. I couldn't tell you anybody who wins, but I remember that Cloverdale team in 66, you know.
All right, Brian, we have to end things here real quick. Where can people find your work?
I'm at www.howiepolitics.com, and that's H-O-W-E-Y, howiepolitics.com. Stop in once a day and see what we're writing about.
Hey, appreciate your time, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
With your 1400 WBAT weather update, I'm Chris Daniels.
And Christmas gifts are encouraged and expected.
What gifts, Jason?
Christmas gifts, of course. Those cheapskates at WBAT don't pay us to do their weather. The least they can do is give us a Christmas present.
Come on, Jason. We're not exactly dealing with the three wise men here. After all, they're in radio, for heaven's sakes.
I suppose you're right, Chris. I'll just rely on Santa.
Happy holidays, everyone, from Chris Daniels and Jason Myers at Indiana's News Center.
I am so crashing their Christmas party.
Get access to affordable health care now. Are you uninsured? Can't afford your present coverage or COBRA? Want to compare your current benefits? Call the Healthcare Access Group Agency at 1-800-552-2993. We have affordable healthcare plans with the benefits you need, some with guaranteed acceptance so you can't be turned down. Call 1-800-552-2993 and find out about plans with real insured healthcare coverage that can begin right away. Some plans start at less than $99 a month, plans that include benefits for doctor's visits, hospitalization, surgery, and much, much more. Your benefits could begin as soon as tomorrow. For a free consultation with a licensed agent, call 1-800-552-2993. Call 1-800-552-2993 now. The Healthcare Access Group Agency offers various insurance plans. Defined limited benefit indemnity plans require association membership. Call for state availability and specific limitations and exclusions.
A year to remember the late Bill Green. A year to follow the progress of Billy Shepard. It's yet another storied season of Marion basketball on the station that's been telling the Giants story for over a half century. 1400 WBAT.
Rolls another three. Got it! Oh, Billy Shepard's on the floor. Rolls gets the biggest shot of the game, and Marion's up by three.
Marion Giants basketball with Jim and Jeff. Game night on 1400 WBAT.
Deck the halls or jingle bell rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, don't you wish?
Your source for CBS News and the Osgood File is 1400 WBAT Marion.
CBS News.